Welcome to our service for All Saints Day. It's always important to remember that when we speak of All Saints, we mean not only those who've been recognised or canonised, but all saints. The ordinary men and women, including those we've known, who have faithfully witnessed to Christ and from whose example we have profited. If things go as expected, which is admittedly quite a big if, but if things go as expected, this will be my last All Saints Day as vicar in our local parishes. During the 12 years or so that I have been here, a number of very dear and faithful saints have been called to higher service, as they call it in the Salvation Army. I'll be thinking of all of them at this All Saints Tide, as well as the great saints of the Bible and of Christian history. We begin, of course, with the hymn, For All the Saints Who From Their Labours Rest.
For all the saints who from their labours rest, who by faith before the world confess. Thy name, O Jesus, be forever blessed. Alleluia, alleluia. Thou wast their rock, their fortress, and their might. Thou, Lord, their fight. Thou in the darkness drear their one true light. Alleluia, alleluia. Oh, may thy soldiers faithful, true, and bold fight as the saints who nobly fought of old, and win with them the victor's crown of gold. Alleluia, alleluia. And when the strife is fierce, the warfare long steals on our ear their distant triumph song, and hearts are brave again and arms are strong. From earth's wide bounds, from ocean's farthest coast, through gates of pearl streams in the countless host, singing to Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.
The introduction to our confession today is from The Pilgrim's Progress by John Bunyan. Just as Christian came up to the cross, his burden loosed from off his shoulders and fell from off his back and began to tumble, and so continued to do till it came to the mouth of the sepulchre, where it fell in, and I saw it no more. Then was Christian glad and lightsome, and said with a merry heart, He hath given me rest by his sorrow, and life by his death.
I will arise and go to my father, and will say to him,
Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. Let us confess our sins to Almighty God. Lord God, we have sinned against you and done evil in your sight. We are sorry and repent. Have mercy on us according to your love. Wash away our wrongdoing and cleanse us from our sin. Renew a right spirit within us and restore us to the joy of your salvation. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. May Almighty God have mercy upon us, pardon and deliver us from all our sins, confirm and strengthen us in all goodness, and keep us in eternal life. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And now the Collect for All Saints' Day. Almighty and eternal God, you have kindled the flame of love in the hearts of the saints. Grant to us the same faith and power of love, that as we rejoice in their triumphs, we may be sustained by their example and fellowship. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and for ever. Amen. Our New Testament reading today is from the first epistle of John, the third chapter beginning at the first verse. See what love the Father has given us, that we should be called the children of God, and that is what we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Beloved, we are God's children now. What we will be has not yet been revealed. What we do know is this: when he is revealed, we will be like him, for we will see him as he is. And all who have this hope in him purify themselves, just as he is pure. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
The reading today is from Matthew chapter 5. Verses 1 to 12. When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain, and after he sat down, his disciples came to him. Then he began to speak and taught them, saying, Blessed are the poor in sight, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you. This is the word of the Lord.
The creed and the color. travel, I'll be there, I'll be there. Wherever you travel, I'll be there. And the creed and the colour and the name won't matter, I'll be there.
I wanted to speak today about three British saints, none of whom is officially canonised. Fittingly enough, they are an Englishman, a Welshwoman, and a Scotsman. They were born in the 17th, 18th, and 19th centuries respectively. One was the son of a tinker, another the daughter of a weaver, and the third the son of a cotton mill worker. So that all of them began with very little in life. Yet all of them, through their faithfulness to Christ, have left a major legacy to their country, both to the individual countries of the United Kingdom and to Britain as a whole. We begin in England, in Bedfordshire, with the birth in 1628 of John Bunyan. The early 17th century was, of course, a time of great political and religious upheaval in England, with the execution of Charles I in 1649. Bunyan had served in the Parliamentary Army in the Civil War. He returned to his native Bedfordshire at first to follow his father in the tinkering trade, married and began a family. Under Cromwell, it was easy to practice nonconformist Christianity. Bunyan joined a nonconformist group in Bedford, which actually met in the parish church. He was soon asked to preach for them. But with the restoration of the monarchy in 1660, the practice of nonconformity was forbidden. Bunyan spent much of the next 12 years in prison, although he was allowed out from time to time. Inevitably, it was the leaders of nonconformist congregations who were targeted by the authorities. Bunyan could have been released from prison at any time if he'd undertaken not to preach, but he wouldn't. This all seems quite old hat to us, doesn't it? But it's worth bearing in mind that every Anglican preacher still has to have a license from a bishop. It's still a regulated profession. We owe a great deal to Bunyan's imprisonment, though, because it was in Bedford Jail that he first became a writer. His greatest legacy to us is The Pilgrim's Progress, from which we heard a short extract at the introduction to our confession today. Repentance and confession were the absolute heart of Bunyan's Christianity. Another of his most famous works is entitled Grace Abounding to the Chief of Sinners. His passionate seriousness about the gospel vividly pervades his writing, and indeed the whole of his life. He remains one of the greatest and most influential of the saints of England. Bunyan spent most of his life in and out of prison as a preacher, writer, and pastor. But our next saint is famous for just one thing that she did when she was quite a young girl. But it was an act of Christian devotion which left a legacy not only here in Wales, but across the world. Her name was Mary Jones, and she lived in the remote mountainous county of Merioneth. We spoke last week for Bible Sunday of the circulating schools, the means by which children, even in the rural areas of Wales, learned to read by learning the scriptures, and wanted to learn to read in order to read the scriptures. That fire was lit in Mary's young life by the circulating schools of the Reverend Thomas Charles of Bala. She had made her first Christian profession at the age of 8, but she had no Bible. She decided, aged 10 or so, that she must have one, but there was no way she could afford it. So she saved up for the next 6 years, until aged 16, in 1800, she finally had enough. The only problem now was how to get to Bala, the nearest place where a Bible could be bought. Mary walked, barefoot we believe, 26 miles across the hills to Bala, that great cradle of the nonconformist tradition in North Wales. There, Thomas Charles was able to sell her a Bible. There is some possibility, indeed, that as well as selling Mary a Bible, Thomas gave her more than one, so impressed was he by her devotion to the Scriptures and to the Word of God. He would not forget Mary. Partly inspired by her devotion and the thought of the 6 years when she had longed for a Bible but had not been able to buy one, Thomas Charles proposed to the Religious Tract Society a project to provide Bibles for the whole of Wales. Just 4 years after Mary's epic journey, in 1804, Charles became the founder of the British and Foreign Bible Society, which, under its shorter name, the Bible Society, still exists to this day and provides millions of Bibles each year to people all over the world. Mary Jones went back home, eventually married a man, a weaver, in her father's line of work, and her life continued unreported. But the international influence of her faithful pilgrimage to Bala is incalculable and persists in the work of the Bible Society to this day. Another much more famous founder member of the British and Foreign Bible Society was William Wilberforce, the English evangelical best known for his leadership in the long and eventually successful campaign against the Atlantic slave trade. Our third Scottish saint was passionately committed to the same cause, but in another part of the world, although his commitment to abolishing slavery is not the cause for which he is best known. His name is David Livingstone. He was born in Blantyre in Scotland in 1813, the son of a worker in a cotton mill in the town. Livingstone's history is too long to relate here. He did so much. He was an awkward, stubborn, determined man. He determined early to become a medical missionary. It was quite a new idea that a missionary might also be a doctor. But he also was to become a great explorer of Africa, partly because of his passionate desire to discover and work in new places, and partly, in all probability, because his fellow missionaries found him difficult to work with. He became a figure more and more isolated from his fellow white men, moving further and further north and east into the continent. One of the great evils of the east coast of Africa, to which Livingstone was passionately opposed, was the Indian Ocean slave trade, whereby mainly Arab traders sold slaves across the Indian Ocean as far away as India itself. The Atlantic slave trade, indeed all trading in slaves, had been abolished in the British Empire many years before, but the Arab trade was beyond the empire and went on unchecked. In East Africa, Livingstone saw its victims, too often its discarded victims, with horror. He never did manage to curtail it, and in this and in other respects, many of his efforts seem to have come to nothing. But he is still remembered in Africa above all as a missionary whose concern was for the welfare of the people. When he died, some of his faithful African friends freely carried his body the 63-day journey to the coast, so that his remains might be returned to Britain. They lie in Westminster Abbey, but his memory is retained in Africa still, in cities named after him. So that is the story of the Englishman, the Welsh girl, and the Scotsman, or if you prefer, the son of a tinker, the daughter of a weaver, and a son of the cotton mills. My favourite All Saints' Day hymn is Lesbia Scott's I Sing a Song of the Saints of God. It's one we hardly ever sing because it is so determinedly prosaic. It was written to encourage children from whatever their background might be to understand that God valued their faithfulness as much as that of any famous saint. Scott writes of the saints, they lived not only in ages past, there are hundreds of thousands still. The world is bright with the joyous saints who love to do Jesus' will. You can meet them in school, or in lanes, or at sea, in church, or in trains, or in shops, or at tea. For the saints of God are folk just like me, and I mean to be one too. Amen. Now it's time for our prayers. We begin with the Lord's Prayer. En tad yr hynnoet yn y nefoeth, sancteiddio dy enw, dele dy dernas, gwnele dy wyllus, megis yn y nef, fechlu ar y ddea hefyd. Dyna ni heddiw ein bara beunyddiol, y maddau i ni ein dyledion, fel y maddeion ninnau i'n dyledwyr, ac nac arwan ni y brofedigaeth, ethe gwared ni rhag drwg. Canu saith o ti o'r dernas a'r gallu a'r gogoniant yn oes oes oedd. Amen. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and for ever. Amen. Almighty God, we give you praise for holy men and women who have been an inspiration to us, for those who have set us an example to follow. We remember those who were fully dedicated to you and your glory, those holy martyrs who looked forward to entering your kingdom, men and women who stood up for the faith and set themselves against evil. May your church be inspired by their lives, seek to keep before it their dedication, and follow after their vision. We pray for all who are seeking to fulfill their vocation today, for all who seek to quietly dedicate themselves to you and your glory. Lord of the saints, strengthen our faith. Blessed are you, Lord our God. You have called us to a world full of good things. We thank you for all who have set out to improve our world. We pray for all who work in conservation, for those who care for others, for all who have sacrificed themselves in the service of others, for those who seek to live simply so that others may simply live. Lord of the saints, strengthen our faith. We give you thanks for those who taught us the faith, for those who gave generously and sacrificially for us, for all who have led us in the ways of goodness and truth. We pray that our homes and our work may be places of holiness, that we may be an example to others. Lord of the saints, strengthen our faith. We pray for all who are being persecuted or suffering for their faith, all who are facing mockery and scorn, all whose faith is being tested at this time. We pray for all in sickness and for those approaching death. Lord of the saints, strengthen our faith. Lord, grant us a share in the inheritance of your saints in glory. May we at the last be part of the church which is victorious. We give thanks today for all your saints, and we join our praises with theirs. Lord of the saints, strengthen our faith. Amen.
Spirit.
May the peace of the Lord Christ go with you wherever he may send you. May he guide you through the wilderness, protect you through the storm. May he bring you home, rejoicing at the wonders he has shown you. May he bring you home, rejoicing once again into our doors. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be with us all evermore. Amen.